What are we finding as we turn on the news or read from the internet? We're finding problems and problems and more problems, as just recently the second assassination attempt of former President Trump was made. And so as we are concerned about our beloved country being dismantled right before our eyes, you're seeing freedoms having already been lost, and we're wondering how long will it be before gospel preachers are arrested for preaching against sin. And so as we're all concerned, yes, what do we find the problem being? Our country is turning further and further away from God. Presently in America, there are continuous attacks on the Holy Bible. Atheism, agnosticism, and skepticism are on the rise. Decay of morality, perversions are supported, and our family structure is being torn down. And that is the backbone of our country, the family structure, is it not? And when we utilize our rational minds as we observe the wonders and beauties of creation combined with God's holy revelation, if we are honest, then we should conclude that there must be an all-powerful creator. Yes, the creation is there, and there must be an all-powerful creator. And that is, of course, God. And so this morning we're going to ask the question, what occurs when man turns away from God? And our study will come from Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And we remember the initials PFE to help us in doing just that on a daily basis, of course. Now, at this time, we want to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville, as yes, we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes, and then as we assemble together to worship God, we're striving to do so with a proper attitude, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern, thus in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. I can assure you, you will receive a very warm welcome. Something else to mention, if you're interested in having a Bible study, please let us know. We'll set it up at your convenience. And if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, please send those to us. Again, our address, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. There you'll find our bulletins and our radio sermons going back a number of years. Let's get into our study this morning. What occurs when man turns away from God? Romans chapter 1, we're going to begin with verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That's right. No one will have an excuse on the day of judgment. It's clear. It's clearly seen, of course. The creation is all around us, and we are part of the creation ourselves, a magnificent body that we have. Now, let's notice, as we're answering the question, what occurs when man turns away from God? Notice verse 21 of Romans 1. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Let's stop there, as this is one of the answers to our question. What occurs when man turns away from God? He becomes unthankful. Remember in Luke 17, there were 10 lepers, and Jesus healed all 10, beginning in verse 11, going through verse 18. And one stranger, who was a Samaritan, returned to give thanks. And Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? You see, that's the sin of ingratitude. And notice Luke 6:35. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. So as Christians, we must do the same. But you see, the problem of being unthankful is certainly a result of man turning away from God. In 2 Timothy 3:2, we find, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. That's right. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and notice, unholy. But before unholy, what was it? Unthankful. And that's the problem we're seeing so much of today. How many people today are enjoying that which God created without once bowing their heads to give thanks for the many blessings of life and life itself? Far too many. Well, one is too many, is it not? So let us always give thanks to God for all our physical and, most importantly, if we're in Christ, the spiritual blessings, which are only, of course, found in Christ. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3:15. But let us go on in our answer of what occurs when man turns away from God. Excuse me, notice again verse 21. Not only were they not thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So man becomes vain in his imaginations, and what happens to his foolish heart? It becomes darkened as man turns away from God. You see, man imagined the hypothesis of lower species evolving to higher forms of life over millions of years. They have to have lots of time for this to take place, so-called situation of evolution. And man did not want to accept being confined by God's commandments, so he had to come up with another explanation for his origin. Why am I here? Because God created us, is the answer. But when you do away with God, you're turning away from God, you have to come up with another explanation. And this is what was come up with. And it's not even a theory, it's a hypothesis. But I want to share with you a Gallup poll taken in June of 2019. Now, that's 5 years ago, so it's out of date somewhat. But notice, they found only 40% of Americans believed in creationism, and 33% believed theistic evolution, which is a compromise, saying God created all things, but He used evolution. That's false. God created all things in 6 literal days, if we stay with the Bible. But do you not think that if this poll was taken today, it would be, sad to say, increased from those percentages? So man has considered, of course, the possibility of God's existence all down through the history of mankind. But this sad situation, and man can, of course, come to the knowledge of the truth if he seeks it out, but a very small percentage of mankind is actually obeying God's word, even though a lot of people would say they believe in God. But are they doing the will of God? Well, notice what Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I want to be of the few, don't you? We better be. And so this is a situation of man's imagination is empty. His foolish heart is darkened when he turns away from God, and this is the things that are taught in our schools, sad to say, that evolution is fact. But there has never been presented one fact. But here's something else to ask. How many today are speaking error against the Lord? Well, notice Isaiah 32, 6 and 7. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the curl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the weak with lying words, even when the needy speak right. And also Isaiah 5:20, remember, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. What do? They put darkness for light. They put bitterness for sweet. They just turn things around. That's exactly what's being done today. So Satan, of course, is utilizing people that have darkened their hearts. Yes, he deceived them, and now he can use them to his advantage to deceive others. But let's go on as we continue to answer the question. What occurs when man turns away from God? Verse 22, picking up in Romans 1, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And so man claims to be wise, but what is he doing? He's changing the truth of God into a lie. Man often thinks that he has the answers to life without God, but again, he's being deceived by Satan. You see, humanism is a problem still today, but when did it begin? It began in the Garden of Eden, as Satan said to Eve, ye shall be as gods, which is the same as saying you don't need God because you become your own God, Genesis 3, verse 5. So one does not have to look far to find example after example of man's philosophies at work in our society, here in our beloved country. Notice how many who are against capital punishment, putting to death someone who is a murderer, or worse, terrorist, serial killer, you could just go on and on. They're against putting that person to death, but they're for taking the innocent life of babies in their mother's womb. They're all for that, some even up to the time of birth, and there are some actually that have advocated after birth. Now, here's another example. Being against teaching intelligent design as a possibility for the origin of our universe. Why not teach it? Because it is evidence. You don't have to teach religion. You can just show that there's intelligent design. Well, they're against that. We don't want to hear the other side. But They want to proclaim evolution as if it's a fact when there is not one fact to prove it. And here's another example. Being against marriage for life, divorce for any cause, any reason. But what are they for? Homosexual marriage, and now transgenderism, and on we could go. And so when a person rejects God, he fills his heart with the cares and pleasures of the world, which are not convenient. Look at verse 28 in Romans 1. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. That's right. And look at Proverbs 18, verse 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Well, that's obviously what we're seeing a lot of. Proverbs 19, 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Are we seeking the counsel of the Lord? Are we going along with the devices of the world? Let's be sure that our hearts are filled with the Word of God. Notice Colossians 3, 16 and 17 with me. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. That's right. So without God, man believes that he is the measure of all things. Wasn't Progoius, one of the Greek philosophers, one of the first that was recorded to say such a thing? That man is the measure of all things. That's leaving out God. Well, let's go on in our question to answer it. What occurs when man turns away from God? We pick back up with verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Notice verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. So, man is doing what? When he turns away from God, he's dishonoring his body because of his vile affections. That's certainly an answer to our question, is it not? Well, it certainly is. This is seen today in our society's attitude towards the human body. Notice again these words, uncleanness, vile affections, reprobate mind. You know, pornography is a thriving business in our country. Many are enslaved to it. Is that not true? It certainly is, sad to say. 1 Peter 2:11, Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lust, which war against the soul. And in Matthew 5:28, But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And how many are doing that every day? Let's all strive to be like Paul, 1 Corinthians 9:27, But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And Paul, by inspiration, writing to Timothy, the young evangelist, 2 Timothy 2:22, Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. What kind of heart do we have? We need to have a pure heart, do we not? in our society today, we have sexual perversions such as homosexuality and transgenderism looked at as acceptable behavior by many, but God looks at it as vile affections. Now, their soul is worth more than all the world, and we want to see them saved. We're not against the person, we're against the sin. We love the soul of the lost and want to see them saved. How many children have been molested by those practicing sexual perversions? And how many are being groomed? Yes, our children are being groomed as sexual objects. Sodom and Gomorrah did not have 10 righteous people among them. Right? Wasn't that in Genesis 18, 20 through 33? Their sin was very grievous, said the Lord. What about our sins today in our own society? So with the time left, we want to answer this vitally important question. How can man turn back to God? It's not too late until the Lord comes again. Number one, by opening his mind to the Word of God and removing anything that stands between him and doing the will of God. That's right. We have to have an entrance for the Word of God to come in. That means opening up our mind, not holding on to prejudices and traditions and what others have told us, but staying with what God says. Remove preconceived ideas and prejudices. 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. That's right. James 1, 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. We've got to receive it, though. Number two, how can man turn back to God? By having godly sorrow, which leads to repentance. We have to understand sin is against God and turn from it, repent it. Repentance is necessary. 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh what? Death. Judas went out and hung himself. He didn't have godly sorrow. He had worldly sorrow. He could have been forgiven. Number three, how can man turn back to God? Opening his mind, having godly sorrow, which leads to repentance, and obeying the gospel of Christ, and contacting the blood of Christ, Revelation 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Well, notice what Ananias said to Paul, as he was then Saul, and now why tarest thou? What's he saying? Well, what are you waiting on? Saul, arise and be baptized, and what? And wash away thy sins. So washing away of the sins occurs when one contacts the blood of Christ, which is in the watery grave of baptism, thus submitting to the Lord's authority. And then, fourth, what can man do to turn back to God? Or how can man turn back to God, rather? And this is by remaining faithful after having obeyed the gospel. Of course, we need to carry it out to its full extent. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's right. And so, this morning, as we've studied what occurs when man turns away from God, we've seen from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 26, and you'll want to read the entire rest of the chapter as the sins that are listed there are certainly occurring today. As the inspired Apostle Paul warned in 2 Timothy 3:1-3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." We're in those last days, the Christian age. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." We talked about that. "Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection." That's the perennial love for a child. "Truce breakers." They're without that, by the way. "Truce breakers," false accusers, "incontinent." That would be without self-control. "Fierce, despisers of those that are good." And we see that, do we not? So we've learned from God's word what occurs when man turns away from God. He becomes unthankful. He becomes vain in his imagination, as his foolish heart is darkened. And he claims to be wise, but what he is doing is changing the truth of God into a lie. And he dishonors his body because of his vile affections. That's what we see today, do we not? And we have also learned how man can turn back to God. Is it not? It's not too late. No, it's not, to turn back to God if we have turned away, and we are ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel, to hear the word of God. That's how our faith comes, Romans 10:17. And then to believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, John 8:24. Now we're ready to repent, having godly sorrow. We're ready to do the will of God, Luke 13:3-5. And now we're ready to make the good confession unto salvation, Romans 10:9-10. Having stated, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God," we're now ready to be immersed into the watery grave to contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins. As you see in Romans 6:3-4, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" That's when Jesus shed his blood. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And thus the Lord will add us to his body when we come up out of the watery grave. Acts 2:47, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." And that's where we need to remain faithful, even unto death. Revelation 2:10, we're promised the crown of life. And so, if one has become unfaithful, it's not too late to be restored. The second law of pardon requires one to repent, confessing their sins before God and praying for forgiveness. Yes, and to ask others to pray for them as well. If the sin is public, then it needs to be publicly repented of in the service. And if private, then certainly one could do that privately. And so we encourage everyone this morning to get back to the Bible and stay there. No matter what happens in this society, no matter how bad it gets, the Word of God is the truth. And let's never turn loose of it. We thank you so much for listening today.